with stupid ass.
We've got better vision, we've got better ideas, and we've got better hair.
Uh-huh. Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Kim Kardashian, yes, robbed of, now they're saying it's $11 million worth of jewelry, not 10, when she was in Paris. The place was the No Address Hotel, where rooms can cost up to 17 grand a night. Now that's robbery by itself.
Exactly.
The likes of Madonna and DiCaprio have stayed there. That's where Warren G took his ladies in Regulate?
I don't know.
That was the East Side Motel. That was the No-Tell Motel. Can't believe I got those two confused.
How could you?
It was a gang of five men, and it was clearly premeditated, and they were going after the big rock on her finger that's worth $4.5 million that Kim liked to brag about on Instagram, because when they went in there, bound and gagged her, they didn't have command of English, but they kept saying, ring, ring, ring. Zip-tied her, duct-taped her hands, grabbed her by the ankles, and drug her into the bathroom.
Wow.
She said she told police she thought she was going to be raped. And the reason why that there were no bodyguards or security there is because they were protecting Courtney, who was out clubbing that evening. That's why there was nobody there. But like kind of a boutique hotel that people in the know about, but not everybody knows about, except for these gang of robbers.
Well, there's a theory then that it might be an inside job because these gang of robbers knew about it. They were saying that people close to her were the only ones that might have known about it.
No, you were telling me, though, that this thing was all a hoax.
That's what I was about to get into. It was called a segue. But then the next thing was is that I think people... yesterday in my news feed, I was seeing other people saying this was absolutely a hoax, that she was just trying to get attention, and the whole Kanye thing was a hoax too, like him quitting the show in the middle of a song because there hasn't been enough word around them for the past few days, I guess, so they were just trying to get some attention. But
there's been one day where they weren't at the top of the entertainment news cycle.
Right, and they're like, we're
so
slipping,
they decided
we need to make this happen.
This entire elaborate hoax.
Yeah, and I guess there's a bodyguard that used to be a bodyguard for Kim, and he was saying that it's just weird that she didn't have anybody protecting her at the moment, that's just a little bit odd, and that leads him to believe that it's probably a hoax in the first place.
I don't think the Kardashians are this bright to pull this off in the span of a week's period of time if they didn't feel like they were getting enough pub. And besides that, they are getting enough pub. They always get enough pub. They get too much pub. There's no lack of pub for them.
Pubs.
So I'm sorry to call sus on the people in your news feed, but I believe it actually happened. I believe the Kardashians.
I do believe
that they
happened,
got robbed.
So. Their favorite city is Publi City. Publicity?
Joke insurance for Lindsay. All right. Finally, in stupid ass stuff, Ric Flair. He's got a podcast. The famous wrestler, The Nature Boy. And he used to brag about when he was in the game that he used to take ladies for a ride on Space Mountain.
Space Mountain?
Yes, he was asked, Space Mountain being his jock.
Ew.
That's what he called it.
What?
Ew.
It's a Disney
ride.
You have
to buy a pass.
I know. I hate that he calls it Space Mountain.
I'm sure he'd probably take you on a ride for it.
Ew.
For free, Dad.
Oh,
sweet.
Somebody on his podcast asked him how many celebrities he took on a ride on Space Mountain.
We're going to get any names
you
today?
You want me to start with Halle Berry or what?
Oh, Halle Berry rode Space Mountain.
Of course she did.
Okay.
She was in Atlanta, and she just got divorced from Dave Justice.
Wait, are you telling a real story right now?
Do I have to make up a lie?
No, I didn't know that.
You never asked me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Goober Dwayne did. Anybody else we want to list besides Halle Berry? That's a pretty big one.
Halle Berry has just got head and hands right now
going.
Really? It's some dude named Goober Dwayne that has to spill the beans or prime the pump to where the beans get spilled on me and Ric Flair.
Right.
Thanks, Goober Dwayne.
I once puked on Space Mountain.
Oh. Ew. What did Rick say about
did
that?
Did Rick go to the bathroom to clean up?
It's so gross. Ugh.
I rode Space Mountain too, and now that you really feel like that experience at Disney has sort of been somewhat tainted by the story.
Right?
Yeah. All right. But fun to imagine, right? The Nature Boy and Halle Berry? Good for them.
Nope.